Welcome to The Fathers Speak, a production of the Orthodox West. Each day, Father John Finton reads a selection fitted to the Western liturgical calendar from one of the Fathers of the Church.
On this Thursday in the first week of Lent, it is good for us to listen to a portion of a homily by our Father among the Saints, Jerome. Leaving behind him his false accusers, the scribes and Pharisees, Jesus passed over into the coasts of Tyre and Sidon, that he might heal the Tyrrhenians and Sidonians. And a woman of Canaan came out of those coasts, that crying out she might obtain health for her daughter. Note that the daughter of the Canaanite was the 15th person to be healed. Have pity on me, O Lord, Son of David. She knew that he was to be called Son of David, for she had already come out of her country, and when she changed her home and her faith, she had put away the errors of the Tyrrhenians and Sidonians. My daughter, she said, is sorely beset by a devil. We may, I think, take this daughter of the woman of Canaan to be the souls of believers that were grievously troubled by the devil, in that they knew not their Creator, and adored stones. He answered her not a word, not out of pride like that of the Pharisees, nor from disdain as that of the scribes, but that he might not seem to contradict his own judgment, wherein he had commanded, "Go ye not into the way of the Gentiles, and into the city of the Samaritans enter ye not." For he does not wish to give an occasion to his accusers. He reserved the full salvation of the Gentiles to the time of his passion and resurrection. And his disciples came and besought him, saying, "Send her away, for she crieth after us." The disciples, either because they were at that time ignorant of the Lord's secrets, or because they were moved to pity, pleaded for the woman of Canaan, whom another evangelist calls a Syrophoenician. Or they wished to be freed from her importunity, for she was repeatedly crying out, as though he were a harsh and not a merciful physician. And he, answering, says, "I was not sent except to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." Not that he was not sent to the Gentiles, but that he was first sent to Israel, that when they would not receive the gospel, he might justly pass over to the Gentiles.